You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, in association with eMiami, is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Master Al Agon. He is the founder and CEO of Perfect Balance Martial Arts and Fitness in Miami, Florida, combining the best of Eastern training and Western innovation to create a holistic approach. Al, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Good morning to Mr. Dye and good morning, listeners.
Good morning. Now, tell us about Perfect Balance and your role in the company.
Very good. Well, the owner, what actually happened, it was actually very humorous. I've been training this way since 1975, and one of my early clients, before I actually even came up with a name, she was asking me what exactly was it that I did that she would love to start, because she saw some of the things that I were doing was actually quite unique. And so I told her a little bit of the Eastern concept of martial arts. It's a little bit of the yoga stretch. It's a little bit of today's modern fitness science, which is the Western world. And she said, oh, my gosh, that's a perfect balance. And that's how the name actually came about, through an actual client. So what I explained a little bit was the fact that, yes, we found that today's people, entrepreneurs, are very busy. So we basically do it where they're doing, depending on their lifestyle and what they've accomplished in the past, we only have them suggest 2 to 3 times a week in this type of workout. But in this type of workout, it really helps them invigorate their cardiovascular, helps them through the Tai Chi or Qigong breathing. That's very important to relieve stress. Very important, the yoga stretch to lengthen the muscle. And, of course, anaerobic, which is a little bit more has to do with today's personal training science. So this is exactly what every one of our sessions is comprised of.
What experiences led you to start Perfect Balance?
What happened was I was noticing even myself that there was a lot of mixed information during the Jane Fonda period. What about cardiovascular? What about with Arnold Schwarzenegger with resistance training, what he brought back in the early 80s and same thing as the explosion of actual fitness? And realized, hey, what about the meditation part of yoga? So I realized people don't have that amount of time to be able to do all those things of working out every day. Some people do. Most people don't. So what happens is we combine all those elements in one session. Now, I've relayed that to myself at different times, and we all know this, that we're very busy and different push, different campaigns, quarters, we have, you know, quarterly we have to finish. What happens is that I realized that I would only dedicate myself 2 to 3 times a week doing this exact system that right now I teach. Therefore, it allows me to have a body pulse and body fat. At the age of 55, I'm extremely full of energy. So this is what I share with my clients. And it seems to be very successful. We have 4 schools now.
Excellent. So what would you say makes Perfect Balance's approach unique in the marketplace?
There's probably many different things. Definitely wouldn't want to bore you or the viewers. But the thing is that most American fitness is based on, and we do have an exciting environment, but is really 90% environment and very, very poor coaches in general. And so what we do is that for the moment you walk in, there is a spiritual element, or call it a lesson a day. Call it maybe like an Anthony Robbins, what to work on for that whole day. So that's the first thing that I'll experience with our studio. The next thing is really an exciting, proper, exciting, invigorating warm-up, which most people have a warm-up that's very stale, something from the 60s. So the other thing that's very different, the fact that every one of our exercises, sessions, are very different. We literally have thousands of different type of classes or different kind of sessions to really keep the person challenged and excited. And at the end, of course, is the traditional Chinese or yoga-like, you did it. You have a spiritual beginning to start off your day, especially if you started in the morning. So think of it as a strong personal training session, a strong cardiovascular, call it spinning, kickboxing, and at the very end, you're having a yoga moment. That's probably the best way to describe my classes. There's several components when it comes to the human need, the human body, in the same way that you might have in the way we look at a car, tire rotation, servicing. Well, the human body didn't come with a manual. And living in Western society, most people seem to ignore it until there's a breakdown. So it's very much like a car, all of a sudden you've been running it for the last year without any kind of servicing. So therefore, we try to give a little more education. Now, so what are some of the components that a person needs? And I think it'll help you a little bit more understanding what we're different. Is that we're not here just to amuse the person. You know, we definitely do a good job in getting the person excited and challenged. But what we do explain is a person needs to have proper cardiovascular health, proper mental, physical, and spiritual health or growth, and proper strength training to make sure we prevent in the future joint issues, which is very common in knees, back, and shoulders. So immediately we are very preventative. Immediately we're obviously we live in a society that people definitely want to have to look great. So therefore the components of the strength training in the cardiovascular is just the right amount to be able to make a smaller waistline and have a nice looking physique. So that's what makes us very different.
Today we are joined by Master Al Agon. He is the founder and CEO of Perfect Balance Martial Arts and Fitness in Miami, Florida, combining the best of Eastern training and Western innovation to create a holistic approach here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network in association with eMiami. Now, what are some of the most popular, successful programs that you offer?
Probably the most popular program that most people seem to enjoy entry level, because most people in Miami definitely want to look lean. In Miami, it's South Beach, that look, is our kickboxing. Our kickboxing is done with bags, so we do teach the individual how to be invigorating, how to overcome obstacles, challenges. A lot of the women love to say that they release their stress through the bag in a very, very proper, way to vent stress. So it's our kickboxing program. The next one is going to be our personal training. Since a lot of executives really, it's very important to be personally coached and to be able to reach their personal needs in the proper times. Personal training is huge with us. We definitely know the needs of an executive. The next one is very, very good, is the fact that we have children's programs or family programs, because these are individuals that the parents realize that their kids to reach the benefits of some of the things that we teach at executives, but that we're actually teaching executives, but teach them at a very, very young age. Same way the concept of saving, same concept of character development for a very young age. So that's been one of our exciting programs. Those are three top programs.
What advice could you offer to other entrepreneurs that are just starting out in the fitness field?
Actually, that's an exciting question. First of all, I would say that in the fitness field, I would say most people have a tendency of wanting to share, and they really have in their hearts to be able to help others. If you're talking about business, they really have to learn, immediately sign up to have business management classes or having a proper business model. This is the biggest thing why fitness has a high turnover. Most people may have a good product. They just don't know how to be able to package it in a proper business form. Just like any business, we know what it is to be challenged in the business world, is that most people just don't know how the business model. They're undercapitalized. So what the first thing you should do is immediately what industry you're involved with, whether it's in the martial arts field, the fitness field, whether you're a gym or a small aerobics or a ladies gym, they need to really find consultants, business coaches that can help them. If not, they're going to have a huge challenge, and they'll never be able to be at the top of the pack as leaders in their community, fitness community.
Well, tell our listeners where they can connect with you online and also to get more information about Perfect Balance Martial Arts and Fitness.
That's great. Our website is perfectbalancemiami.com. My personal email is masteragon@aol.com. I'll be happy to answer any potential question to anybody who is interested in finding out more about getting involved with Perfect Balance. But at the same time, individuals that might be interested in the how to get back into this profession, our phone number is 305-669-8445.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with the listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy or fit?
Great. First of all, depending on who the individual was, I want them to realize that not to be so optimistic and realistic and think of, let's say, of doing a P90X or insanity workout if they haven't been working out the last year. So if anything, is to be moderate and do a brisk walk. Again, depending on the individual's fitness level and age and physical limitations, these are all things that I would love to help answer. They called me. But what happens is that the individual should start off, let's say the individual, let's say a 40-year-old, we haven't worked in a while, maybe hasn't done it. Okay, let's do a 20-minute brisk walk. That means if you're walking, window shopping, that may not be brisk enough. Anything that would elevate the heart rate and get the body movement, that seems to be extremely safe. That's the basic example I get. At the next level would be, if they would do it on the third week, if you do something like strength training, which would be add a 20-minute brisk walk, and then add 10 minutes only, or let's say three sets, 10 repetitions of, and you can do it on your knees, of strength training push-ups, you see? And then just to add three sets of 10 repetitions of squats. And you can use, sit down in the bed and just stand up 10 times. Do three sets of just standing up off the bed. Because the bed is high enough that without knowing the viewer, it in any way should not in any way injure that knee. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Good advice. That was Master Al Agon, the founder and CEO of Perfect Balance Martial Arts and Fitness in Miami, Florida, that combines the best of Eastern training and Western innovation to create a holistic approach. And the website of reference for contact and for information is simply perfectbalancemiami.com. Al, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dye. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and enjoy those sunny skies in Miami, Florida. This has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, working in association with eMiami. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.